Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Did a fantastic event last night out in Otsego, Minnesota. Just wanted to tell everybody that came out yesterday, thank you very much. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes, and the reason being is because people, on the way out of the event yesterday, I had a group of women in the circle, and it was time to close down the little high school that we were in, and in the process of doing so, I was trying to get out of Dodge so I could feed my family, because we had 5 minutes to get them to a restaurant. This was at 10 o'clock at night, so it was 9:55, and I said, what was it that you guys wanted to know? They said, we have a lot of questions, and I came back at them and said, well, listen, go ahead. This is what I'm here for. What are your questions? And they said, well, what do we do? And then they asked the question as to, you know, what are the steps now? I said, listen, I'm across the country all the time. Next month, I'm going to be in Arkansas, in Oklahoma. I'm going to be talking to city council. I preached in the Supreme Court chambers, speaking to the senators and the congressmen. I just met with two senators a week and a half ago, two said representatives. I've met with the city prosecutor. I've met with the sheriff. I am doing my part, not just in my own backyard, but across the country, I'm doing this. So I've done everything that I can possibly do up to this point. I've taken lawful measures to hold our said representatives accountable, and the good guys, I am holding to them impeachment, bringing forth the articles of impeachment concerning the crimes that are being committed against us, because right now in the state of Minnesota, and I'm sure this applies to your state as well, many of the constituents feel that their lives are being endangered because of the good guys standing back, allowing what they call the left to do the things that they do, which does not lawfully exist. That was one of the points I brought up yesterday, too. I said I like to say on the radio, in bringing closure to the issue of the mythical leftist that's been created by the mainstream media that fueled the whole narrative, even heating up the show for today, I said if the right was doing the right thing all the time, the left wouldn't be there. There would be no left. And the fact of the matter is, what they call the right today are yesterday's liberals, the conservatives of the day. They're not the salt any longer. And the Bible says in Matthew 5:13 that they become good for nothing, only to be trodden under the foot of men. That is what the scripture says, friends. Okay? And I said, I am doing all that I can do. Outside of doing high school assemblies across the country, I've done 365 of them. We're in the works of doing more high schools in another state here in the Midwest. Hopefully we're going to get a couple of them in the process of doing so. So I'm not just going to government. I'm not preaching in churches all across the country. Look at our schedule. We did an event yesterday. We're going to be in Florida. We're going to be in Arkansas. We're going to be in Oklahoma. We're going to be back in Michigan. And what's crazy about all of this, friends, they come up to me and they say, what are we supposed to do? I'm telling you what, folks, I guess that's all I have to do is walk outside the front door and understand what I'm supposed to do. What is the heart of Christ? To seek and save that which is lost. What did he say in Matthew 4:19? He said, follow me and I'll cause you to become fishers of men. And first of all, You shouldn't be asking me anything outside of the fact that if you're a part of the body of Christ, I understand my function. There's an apostle, there's a prophet, there's a teacher, there's an evangelist, and there's a prophet. For what? The work of the ministry. So therefore, if you're born of the Spirit and you call yourself a Christian, you shouldn't necessarily be asking me what you should be doing. You should be asking the Lord to direct your steps and to lead you by the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14. And it shows you the lack of spirituality, namely Christianity, that we see in this country. And it doesn't fall back as a reproach unto the Lord. It's a reproach unto the people that call themselves the children of the Lord and act like the devil. Americans, this is not difficult as to figure out what's going on. Here, let me kind of give you an example as we go forward, okay? And I'm going to make my points throughout the show. Today's show is called Covering Our Bases. And if you want to call in, by the way, we already got Michael calling in from New Jersey. I have no idea what Michael could be calling about right now. And I'm not picking this call up because I haven't even said anything yet. So we're not going to just let you set the narrative on the show before we get into the show. If you'd like to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933 at or towards the end of the show, please. And I'm talking about after the second segment, because I want to tee the show up and I want to exhibit in answering the questions that people are asking me all the time as to what should we be doing. And I'll give you a perfect example. You do have eyes with a question mark, right? Yes. You do have ears, right? And I'm not speaking down on you. I'm not condescending anybody, but I am talking to those that should know the difference, that don't take the time to know the difference, that haven't taken the time to know the Word of God. 7:17, the first prerequisite in following Jesus. Also read 2 Timothy 2:15. If you fail to do those two things, then you can understand why you're being destroyed, right? Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. I mean, my goodness. Here, let me just show you how this works. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Check us out on social media platforms. Go to SOL Radio Live at the top there. Subscribe. Subscribe to that channel. Also go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I'm just going to take you through this step by step. I want to show you what's wrong with this country. Okay? And it comes back to the moral compass of society, those that profess to be Christian, where judgment begins in the house of God. It's already there. But are they paying attention? Nope, they're still asking the questions. Okay, I'm glad they're asking questions, because in reality, the stupidest ones that are asked are the stupidest questions are the ones that are not asked. So I'm not reproving you for that. I'm not correcting you for that. I'm not instructing you in the sense of being reproved for asking the questions. But I am saying that you have the same Bible that I have. Isn't that right? Yep, you absolutely do. Okay, so let me show you. This is a video of a guy walking from person to person at a gas station. Listen carefully as to the questions that he asks.
One Bible verse. I'll pay for your gas if you could tell me one Bible verse. I'll pay for your gas if you could tell me one Bible verse.
I can't think of it off the top of my head.
I'll pay for your gas if you could tell me one Bible verse.
I'll pay for your gas if you can tell me one Bible verse.
Tell me one Bible verse.
That's all right. That's all right. No thanks.
No thanks.
I'll pay
for your gas if you could tell me one Bible verse.
God grant me the serenity.
Okay, so then she starts to quote something that's not even in Scripture. So I'm going to come back and I'm going to play this again. But the professed 86% of the people in this country that call themselves Christians, a guy goes up to each of these people that are filling up their tanks and saying, I'll pay for your gas if you can tell me one Bible scripture, one Bible verse. And they say, no thanks, no, that's okay, no, I'm not comfortable with this, so on and so forth. I'll be right back. We'll hit this topic. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on BeforeIt'sNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, so let's go back to this. This guy goes up at a gas station. If you want to know what the problem in this country is, here it is. The church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else goes, okay? And again, remember, the responsibility of culture in this country, in fact, is the church's report card. Culture is the church's report card, okay? And you see how they're failing. They got a big fat F, right? Because it's a lack of Christianity. And I want to show you exactly why. This guy goes up to the gas station, people pumping gas, and he says, if you can tell me one Bible verse, I'll pay for your gas. Look at the response.
If you could tell me one Bible verse. I'll pay for your gas if you could tell me one Bible verse. I'll pay for your gas if you could tell me one Bible verse.
I can't think of one off the top of my head.
I'll pay for your gas if you could tell me one Bible verse. I'll pay for your gas if you could tell me one Bible verse. I'll pay for
That's
your
all
gas
right.
If
no,
you could
thank
tell
you.
Me one Bible verse.
No,
I'll
thanks, or I'm
gas
good.
If you could tell me one Bible verse.
God grant me the serenity.
Okay, so then this woman comes in and says, God grant me serenity to change the things that I can't, and basically to change the things that I can't change, right? Well, the fact of the matter is, folks, that's not in the Bible. But this is, again, the reason that the country is going to hell in a handbasket, 9, 16, and 17 of the book of Psalms. They don't even know their own doctrine, and yet they claim to be something that they know nothing of. That's hypocritical, right? And so let's go on here.
Change what I can. I can't.
That's not a Bible verse. I'll pay for your gas if you could tell me one Bible verse.
I am the vine, you are the branch.
One guy got it.
Me and I and him will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. John 15:5.
Ooh, amen, dude.
Awesome. If you had one message to the world, what would it be?
To know Jesus. Time is short. He's coming back really soon. I read the Bible all the time, and I'm really into eschatology.
Okay, so there you have it. Again, just explaining as to the reason why America is in trouble today. I want to go over, there's some things I'm going to show you that are going to just blow you away, okay? But what we're talking about is covering our bases right now, okay? And this is what Bradley's doing right now. Go to Acts 20, verse 31. What does it say? It says, therefore, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years, said Paul, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, he said, I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. And if you go over to 2 Corinthians 5, it talks about knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Okay? Just wanted to let you know that. And I'm showing you the fruit of a lawless nation. Okay? And it's corrupt, right? So the reason I'm showing you or telling you that right now is because I want you to look over at the People's Voice. San Francisco now announces plan to spray chemtrails to stop global boiling. Well, the fact of the matter is the global warming is all created by them spraying down chemtrails. States right now are actually banning chemtrails. So you see the wickedness in front of your eyes, and you're still asking me questions. Okay, Jeremiah 5:28 says that my people, he's talking about his people, the Lord is, they overlook the deeds of the wicked. And you're asking me what you need to do. And yet, every day on this show, I'm highlighting what needs to be dealt with by the church. And people are still asking me the question, well, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? You can't make it up, can you? No, you really can't. Look at this. When you believe in an invisible virus with a mask on that doesn't work, say at the manufacturers, and then you don't believe in visible chemtrails, which states are banning right now, which just happens to be in the congressional record. Okay, can I help you? Nope, you're being lied to. So if you're being lied to, what does the Bible tell you to do with people that lie? It tells the church that they're supposed to keep his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes to establish righteousness and peace within the gate. Also read Isaiah 51 verse 4 and Amos 5:15. That's what we're supposed to do. But the only reason I know what to do is because I've taken the time to study the word for myself to know how to respond to the will of God. And if I don't know the word, then I don't know how to respond. So what I need to do is walk around asking guys that do know, that have taken the responsibility and understood their obligations and understanding that God did not give them suggestions, but rather commandments, because we love him, we respond to him. But people are still asking, Bradley, what are we supposed to do? Here, let me show you another one here, okay? Because it gets crazier. Speaking of the virus, I wanted to show you something, because this is one of the things that we hit here on the show. Those that swear to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, well, during the pandemic, I can tell you right now, there's a whole lot of people saying that they were just doing their job, when in fact, they weren't doing their job. They were attacking the innocent while excusing the wicked. And what am I talking about? I'm going to show you a video right now of one guy that stood in the face of the military in the Air Force and said he would not take the jab. And I bet you a lot of these guys, let me just show you the video first, and then you'll understand what's going on. Look at this. He's set in isolation because he did not take the experimental jab. Now they're saying to him, are you willing to come out and take the vaccination? So here's five guys, add six. They're all going in, grabbing the guy that said no to the experimental jab. They've incarcerated him. They've thrown him in a cell. And all of these good guys upholding the Constitution right now, not those that are taking heed from the likes of a Donald Trump and a Joe Biden and believing the lies of the experimental jab, are trying to, by force, make this one kid that said no to the experimental jab to take it.
Do not move.
Look at this. Are they doing their job, folks? Absolutely not. Anybody offended? Yeah, me too. Look at this. The one kid. I'll tell you what, if that was my kid, oh, my goodness, folks. It wouldn't be good for any one of those guys. Any one of those ignorant individuals. I wonder how many of those guys today are still around after submitting themselves to those that are saying they were just looking out for them. Apparently, they weren't paying attention to the fact that it's the same government murdering 3,000 to 4,000 babies every day. That's probably the part that they didn't see. Okay, so he's still resisting, and six military guys violating his constitutional rights incarcerate him because he would not take the experimental jab. Now, mind you, this was during the pandemic, right? Look what they're doing to him. Oh, oh my goodness. Look at that. One guy doing his job and the rest of the guys violating his constitutional rights. Anybody aggravated? Here's a post concerning this video that you just seen, and it says, you took an oath to protect and to protect the people and uphold the Constitution. In the saga of U.S. Air Forceman, Senior Airman Lance Castle, after refusing the COVID-19 bioweapon, this man was dubbed an insider threat because he refused to take the experimental jab. They put him in a 60-day pretrial confinement. He missed the birth of his first baby, and he was sent to a court-martial to stand trial on 5 UCMJ charges. Guess what? He was acquitted. I'm telling you something right now, folks. The media is feeling this fire against those that refuse their tyrannical orders. Church, are you still going to ask me? You're going to call in and ask me what you need to do? Or does the Bible tell you what to do? I show you these cups all the time. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Romans 12:21. Is that what Scripture teaches us? Is that what the examples throughout faith teach us? Absolutely. You don't need to ask me. Read your Bible. You'll know. I wonder how many of those six fools that went along with Operation Warp Drive and submitted themselves to the poison, the experimental jab that was driven into their bloodstream when the Lord tells us not to do it, Leviticus 17:11, as well as 19:19, Deuteronomy. I wonder how many of them fools are still around. People in this country don't pay attention to the fallout or the consequences until it hits home or the threat of them. The Scripture warns us of all of it. It tells us what to do to prevent it. Prevention is better than cure. Psalm 19:11. Bradley, what are we supposed to do? Here, I'm showing you. You're not to overlook the deeds of the wicked, but when God judges a nation, He said you overlook the deeds of the wicked. And you're not supposed to do that. And while you do that, you're adding strength to tyranny and you're forging your own chains. Okay. I'm going to come back and I'm going to highlight some more things for you so you can understand that I don't need to tell you what's going on because it's happening right in front of you. The reason you need to be told is because you're not reading your Bible. By the way, Firehouse frontman CJ Snare, dead at 64, he woke up dead. I can almost guarantee you, friends, he took that shot. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. a news update. Democrats are not happy about the Arizona Supreme Court decision to uphold the near total ban on abortion in that state. The case involved a law from 1864, back when Arizona was still a U.S. territory.
I am calling on the legislature to do the right thing right now and repeal this 1864 ban and protect access to reproductive health care.
Newly elected Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs, Biden administration officials are also speaking out against the Arizona High Court's decision. Donald Trump is no longer on the Bloomberg Billionaires Index after his Truth Social stock has taken a nosedive. It's a daily ranking in the world's 500 richest people, and the former president was on the list because of Trump media, but shares in the company have been steadily dropping. It fell nearly 5% Tuesday to the lowest level since the company went public. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're talking about covering our bases right now, and I started the show off talking about how there was a group of people during the end of the night, about 9:55. I was trying to get out of there to close the doors at 10 so I could feed my family, and they had a bunch of questions for me, and the number one question is what are we supposed to do? And when I read the Bible, I guess I just understand what it means when it tells me to get busy in keeping the Lord's commandments. And in this particular case, to keep the country free, to enforce the law against those that are violating that law. But Americans still don't understand that. And I'm just giving you example after example right now of the issues that we have to deal with in this country. And somebody has to deal with them because I don't live in San Francisco. Somebody has to deal with them because I don't live in all of the states that I'm highlighting right now concerning the corruption that they're dealing with. Someone's going to have to deal with the corruption in the Air Force because I'm not in the Air Force right now. You understand? Because there's Christians in all of these organizations, or at least they claim to be. You know, what's worse is during the break, I'm looking down here, and I'm seeing another conservative outlet, Good for Nothing, highlighting the fact that a Dem, Rep. Sheila Jackson, gives a full speech to high schoolers. She is about one of the most corrupt communists, Marxist minions of the devil, John 8:44, known to mankind, that's found within the walls of government in America. So the American people are asking questions as what they're supposed to do as they're handing their kids over to the likes of a Sheila Jackson. Here, let me tell you something. That's what you're not supposed to do. It's interesting. You know not to do right, but you know how to do wrong. Isn't that what the Lord tells his people in judgment? Oh, it's exactly right. It's exactly right. I was just highlighting the fact right at the end of the last segment. The Bible says, for the mystery of lawlessness, iniquity, doth already work. Only he who now will let, those that just give it a pass and fail to deal with it, those aren't Christians. That's a lack of Christianity. Until he be taken out of the way. So for all of you that are making excuses as to why you don't answer your own questions in dealing with the issues that you know are right in front of your face and overlooking the deeds of the wicked, the Bible says you'll be taken out of the way first. Okay? And then when you look over at Jeremiah 22, by the way, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Thus saith the Lord, what does he say? He's bringing forth and pronouncing judgments upon his people. But he gives the people an option to amend their ways. How do the people amend their ways? This is what the Lord said to the people during that particular time in Jeremiah 22, verse 3. He said, execute judgment and righteousness and deliver the spoiled out of the hand of the oppressor. Okay? In other words, Americans, Christians, you asking questions as to what you're supposed to do. Again, if you were reading the Bible, you wouldn't have to ask me anything. Because right now what I'm doing is highlighting the issues that need to be dealt with. Do you not hear that? Do you not understand what's happening? Everybody knows how to tell Bradley Dean what the problem is. But isn't it interesting? I'm out there doing what I can do, being spent on all fronts and then some. And people are asking us, looking at the fruit that's hanging on the trees of this ministry, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and they're asking me what they should do. Well, when I got saved, I didn't need to ask men what I should do. I asked the Lord what I should do, and what I seen is something that needed to be done. What I partook with was people in a building calling themselves Christians that loved Jesus so much that they praised him during church, but yet they watched the lost go to hell in a handbasket and have not a care for it as they went back to their own selfish lives. These are the type of people that are asking Bradley Dean, what should we do? What should we do? What I did is I just seen that the youth pastor was doing nothing but talking about what needed to be done with American youth, so I just decided to go answer what he merely talked about. This is not difficult. I'm getting together and answering the questions, friends, with our said representatives right now because people feel very unsafe with what's going on. Because what we're getting from the said conservatives, the unconstitutional Republicans today, is they somehow or another have now defined their job detail as doing nothing but telling their constituents as to what they're tolerating when it comes to those that are committing crimes in the halls of government. They're doing the same thing. Bradley, what are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do, Bradley? Someone tries to break in your house. What do you do, friends? Do you defend yourself? Do you deal with the perpetrators? Or do you sit back and cry and look at the rest of your family members and say, what am I supposed to do? You defend yourself. And in this particular case in America, well, you still have the time because you still have the freedom to do the right things. What are you doing with that freedom? You're asking Bradley Dean what you should be doing. Now, I'm not saying that if it's out of sincerity, but I hear this constantly. What am I supposed to do? Hey, folks, if I'm in a situation where I see someone needs to be tracked, I track them. If I'm in a situation where I see that somebody needs to be, or if I see one of my brothers, you know, I'm just talking about at a grocery store. If I see somebody being wronged, I stand up and I do the right thing to make sure that person's okay. Right? If I see somebody committing a crime, I as a man stand up and try to prevent that crime. If I see somebody guilty of a crime like a politician or somebody inside the walls of the church, I'm going to do my best to go in and make sure that they're removed lawfully and they're held accountable for their crimes. And when I bring up 1 Samuel 17 like I did yesterday, this is coming to my aid now, Americans, you need to understand, you can't sit back and hide behind your prayers. The Bible says those that forsake God's law, even their prayers are a curse. They're not heard in heaven. Now, let me go over to Proverbs 28 because I want to answer that. People love to hide behind their prayers. Oh, I'm praying. I'm praying. Yeah, David prayed too in 1 Samuel 17 too, didn't he? Yep. But there was a time that he had to go meet God. There was a chronos and a kairos moment where he had to obey God and face off with that of Goliath, right? And he did he not? Oh yeah, he did. But did he stop after that rock that sunk into his forehead dropped Goliath? Nope. He didn't stop there. He went over and took the sword of Goliath and chopped off Goliath's head to make sure the deal was sealed. And was it? Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely it was. When you go to Proverbs 28, verse 9, it says, he that turneth away his ear from hearing his law, in other words, being a doer of the word and not a hearer of the word, concerning his commandments, even his prayer shall be an abomination. Bradley, what am I supposed to do? My goodness. Keep the commandments and live. Proverbs 7, 2. It doesn't get any simpler than that. And why do we keep the commandments? This is the commandments of the Lord that we, this is the love of God that we keep his commandments. 1 John chapter 2. It also talks about it in 1 John chapter 5. Okay? Oh my goodness. Woo. All righty. Bradley, what do we do? Oh, I hear it all the time. And I'm giving you the answers all day long. Here, let me show you what's happening. I just highlighted this during the end of the last segment, too. The front man for Firehouse, he woke up gone. And I say that all due respect. I'm not saying that to be mean. He woke up dead. He died in his sleep. Look at this age. A lot of unnatural deaths going on today. Oh, it's not just that. It's sitting back, the church. The government is a reflection of the church. Right? Oh, absolutely it is. The government is pushing this agenda for men, a small, less than a point of 1%. Small. They're breeding these abominations where men dress as women. They're pushing this agenda on you. And you have the audacity to sit and ask me what you need to do when your God, the God that you say that you love, says this is an abomination in my sight? Deuteronomy 22, verse 5. Here, let me show you what's going on in Seattle right now. Oh, many of these states are now being infiltrated with governors that are lesbians and sodomites. They're appointed. They're being appointed. Because they'll do the job of those that are telling them to do so because they're extorted. Okay? This isn't a natural behavior. This is a monster you have to feed. I want you to look at this just to show you how depraved people are becoming in this state. This is a man dressed as a woman in a Seattle municipal court. Watch this.
Check on that. Yeah.
So we were talking.
This is a man.
That works for me.
All right.
Do I need to sign anything?
No.
Just out of your...
This is not only depravity. This is, when the Lord said this is an abomination, that's a
my
man.
About my client?
Yeah.
I just met her. She's really nice.
Look at this
she's
guy.
Really
this
smart.
Is a man.
She sounds like she's got the right idea about things. I really support what she's up to, and I think it's fabulous. How about that?
God, do you, she's
look
accused
at
of,
this
what is this,
sick
criminal trespass?
Joker.
In the first degree. Yes.
This is crime, America.
She's innocent, of course.
She's innocent, okay. Well, she's caught on video being arrested and protesting and allegedly protesting.
Uh-huh.
So I'm trying to get all sides. So
well, my client has pled not guilty. My name is Stephanie Mueller. I'm in the directory for the Washington State Bar Association. You can look me up.
Law.
Stephanie, thank you for your time. At this point, your client is being arraigned, though.
It's all just happened. Her hearing is over.
Got it.
It's done.
All right. Do you know when her next court date is?
Bradley, Bradley, what are we supposed to do? Hey, guys, the mainstream media is attacking me for obeying the Lord, and you're still asking me the question as to what are you supposed to do? Does Protestant, Protestant have meaning, Americans? Are you starting to see how this works? You're supposed to be a doer of the word, not a hearer only. We have a man as a defender on the law bar.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Jessica from Michigan. Bradley and the Sons of Liberty's ministry have been a daily lesson for our households about our biblical and constitutional heritage to learn how to better ourselves and live in God's image. We thank the ministry for all they do to bring truth during a time of deceit and misinformation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Again, just going back to the first segment of the show today, people were asking me last night, what do we do? And I'm glad people out of sincerity are asking the question, but I am not the Lord. If you're born of the Spirit of God, you ask the Lord. I remember I was up in northern Minnesota with a guy who was friends with Smith Wigglesworth, a super cool guy. He's coming to the end of his life. He was a very famous preacher in the early 1900s. And I remember he sat there and we were just talking about his time as a young man in ministry. And I remember he started to cry. And I didn't know why he started to cry. And he fell away for a short time from the Lord for a couple years. And he was ashamed of falling away from the Lord. And he started to, he literally began to weep in front of me. And I thought it was the sweetest thing in the world, but really what it was, the heart of God. And he repented for those years that he didn't walk with the Lord. Again, we're talking early 1900s at this time in England. And I brought a youth pastor with me. By the way, this was the youth pastor that also talked in this church that I was a part of that did nothing but talk about what he was going to do in high schools, and yet he never did it. So I decided to do it. he had the audacity to look at this man that was coming up to the end of his 80s, moving into the 90s, and he looked at him and he said to him, this youth pastor said to this man, what am I supposed to do? Oh my goodness. I never seen an almost 90-year-old man be quickened and angry so quick in all my life. He said, don't you dare ask a man what you're supposed to do. You ask the Lord. I'm not fit to tell you what you're supposed to do. And it was like, oh, that was a lesson within itself. And it was probably pretty embarrassing for this youth pastor that's telling everybody about the Lord as to, you know, get reprimanded for asking a question that he shouldn't be asking anybody but the Lord. When you go to Galatians 1, let me just go there because I want to build you up. That's my job, then, not only tear you down, but to build you up. Isn't that what they do in the military? Oh, yeah, right? Those that endure as good soldiers of the soldiers of the cross? Those that endure as good soldiers of Jesus Christ? Do you know who I'm talking about, right? Those that are out there that are in the war? That's why we have the armor, right? Ephesians 6:12, right? That's why we have the armor? Yep, because we're in a warfare. When you look at Paul, who did he seek out? I'm just curious. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, who gave himself for us that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God the Father. Okay? And then he said, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you, and would pervert the gospel. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you, that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Now, I'm not denying the gifts of the Spirit. I want to make clear that you understand that. And I'm talking about what's in 1 Corinthians 12. The gifts of the Spirit are there for the body of Christ, those that are Christians, that we might not serve dumb idols. Okay, anything that sets itself or puts itself or is put in the place of the living Christ, who is alive forever and evermore. In spite of what you've seen and heard in America, you know, those little bracelets, what would Jesus do? It's not what would Jesus do for those that are looking for the answers. It is what is Jesus doing, right? Well, I want to go here and I want you to see this because if you look at Scripture, I want to make sure that you understand Galatians 1:12 tells us, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. He said the gospel that I preach, he says, I certify that the gospel was preached to me is not after man. There's too much of this man-made garbage going on. That's why you have mushroom converts that are submitting to man. Case in point, I'm going to continue on this point, but I'm just getting this as we're talking. I remember when I first was in ministry, I remember all of these churches telling me, you've got to find a church to submit to. You've got to find a church to submit to. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, wait a second, I'm reading the Word of God, and the Bible says, Paul said, I subject myself to no man's power. Now, there's accountability. And there's counsel. That's good. I have a lot of that in place. But I don't submit myself to man. I mean, can you imagine Moses submitting himself to a man when the Lord told him to bring the children of Israel to the promised land? Just think, if he did, he would have never brought them. The board would have... They would have reigned all over that parade. They would have cut off the vision that God gave that man. Oh, and America is filled with this. There's a lot of spirit-filled men that have boards that do everything in their power to quench the Spirit. And the Bible tells us not to quench the Spirit. And I know I'm talking to some folks now. We're having church up in here. Okay? I want you to understand that in Galatians 2, Paul said, 14 years after I went up to Jerusalem with Barnabas and took Titus with me also, he said, I went up by revelation. Did man give him that revelation or did Jesus, the Spirit of Christ? The Spirit of God did. And communicated unto them that the gospel which I preach among the Gentiles. Okay? He said, those that were of reputation, he said, lest by any means I should run or had in vain. He said, they added nothing to me. He's talking about men and their counsels. They added nothing to me. Who gave him the revelation? That's who added to his life, his spiritual life. If you're born of the Spirit, there's communion with the Holy Ghost. Read the end of 2 Corinthians, okay? Understand that he did not receive the gospel from man. That's what I'm highlighting here. That's why he didn't seek the arm of the flesh, but he sought the Spirit. And he tells us this over and over and over again in Galatians. So when people come up to me and they call themselves Christians, it's like, wait. Where's the Holy Ghost? Have you not been given the Holy Ghost and yet you believed? It talks about this in the book of Acts. Hey, folks, what's the point of being a Christian if you don't have the Holy Ghost? And keep in mind, Acts 5:26 tells us the Holy Ghost is given unto those that obey. When you meet the Lord on His terms, you receive the Holy Ghost, and not until then. So when I hear people ask me, what am I supposed to do? It's that they haven't yet received the Holy Ghost. Why? Because they haven't repented yet. The Lord hasn't brought them to repentance yet. And they're not seeking the face of God. They're seeking the will of man in the place of the will of God. It's not a good place to put yourself. It's very dangerous. Man will tell you the opposite of what the Lord tells you to do. Man will keep you in a place where you're always safe. It's like this. I told my son some time back, remember, when the Lord teaches you how to take steps in this life, it's like throwing you in a swimming pool and then telling you you're going to have to learn to swim. The first thing you do is doggy paddle, right? Because if you don't, you're going to sink. You're to exercise that faith. You're to exercise the gifts that God has given unto you, right? Building yourself up in your most holy faith. In the Holy Ghost, it tells us. And the fact of the matter is you have to keep that going until you begin to learn how to swim. Because if you don't learn how to swim, you will sink. What does man do? He gets in there and he gets under you and he props it up and he takes away the cross so you don't have to learn what the Holy Ghost and what only the Holy Ghost can teach you. How many times, I could write a book on that. How many times I've seen where the Lord was putting somebody in a situation. Let's just use a metaphorical parable. When you go into the military, there's barricades that are put in front of you. If you want to be a Marine, you want to earn that Eagle Globe. You want to earn that. You have to get over the barricades. You have to go through the crucible. You have to go through basic training. And when you go through basic training, they make it hard for you that you might grow up and be a Marine just like them. And they love you enough to afflict you that you might learn how to do that. The Bible says that in thy faithfulness thou hast afflicted me that I might learn thy statutes. And when you're going through those hard times, friends, when you're going through that fire, remember, if it's the Lord that's behind it, and there's real faith on it, there's going to be the cross on it. And if the cross is on it, guess what? He doesn't want man to put his hands in metal with the lessons that he's trying to teach you. How many times I've seen this in the church where the guy comes along and he calls himself an apostle or a prophet or a teacher, an evangelist or a pastor. He doesn't have the Holy Ghost. Someone comes to ask for help. And what the guy does is he does everything in his power to pull away from the cross that the Lord put on his back that he might learn the ways of the Spirit. He just negated the whole lesson that the Lord gave him or wanted to give him. I see it constantly. My goodness, you grow in afflictions. I just put this out the other day, and I don't know why we're going here, but someone needs to hear this. And we're going to keep talking about this. At the end of the show, we're going to disconnect. Just hang on. I want to continue on this thought here, okay? I'll highlight this for you for a moment, and then I'm going to come right back. Don't go anywhere.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.